Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, the risen one, Jesus Christ. Text for today's meditation is 1 Peter 3, but I'm going to get into the other two lessons as well. So does that mean it's a long sermon? Possibly. Peter said, if you suffer. Suffering. Uh-oh, I got to tell you that I suffered in the last couple of days. Oh, did I suffer. And it's all to this little thing. This is a little name tag that you get before you get to go in to University of New Mexico Hospital to see somebody. Did you know that family members can't go in to see people in the hospital right now? All the restrictions. Did you know that pastors can't go in, even with masks on and gloves on, can't go in to see people? However, a dear member of ours fell seriously in a care facility, and we thought she was going to be entering heaven shortly. So her daughter, because she's on the comfort care list, was able to go in and see Anne, her mother. And so I stood out there in front of the entryway to University of New Mexico Hospital, and there I tried to get in to see her too. And first they pointed a gun at my forehead. Well, actually taking my temperature. I passed, but then that wasn't enough. I gave them my business card. I had my clerical on. I had my suit on. I looked professional. Well, they still didn't give it to me. You say she's on her deathbed. You say her daughter's already up in the room. Let me call the nurse's station. And so they went and called the nurse's station before they printed this up. And then the nurse said, oh, we got to talk to the doctor. And so they had to wait till the doctor came in. Well, do you know how fast doctors get around sometimes when they're making their rounds? Do they do it instantly just because there's a pastor waiting in the waiting area? Well, actually, I wasn't even into the waiting area. I was outside of it. Well, the lady at the information desk said, why don't you go get a lunch or something? It's going to be a while. I can tell. And so I quick got a bite someplace else because they closed all the food places in the hospital now with all the restrictions. Finally, I got back in, and they printed it up. And I got to put this on me, and I walked past guards and everything. After all the suffering to get this, I got up to the right floor, and then they had to open the door for me, and they weren't sure. So I had to go through the full explanation again, but at least they saw this. So they eventually let me in. And we had a good prayer and time of devotion and celebration that God was at work. However, I have to tell you, the end result is God answered our prayers and she is revived. All the medical treatment God used for good for her. So now that she's no longer on her deathbed, her daughter can't see her anymore, and her pastor can't see her anymore because she's now too healthy. But suffering, we get all kinds of suffering. I want to tell you about two couples. Two couples. One, a couple that, well, they made it to church Christmas and Easter and they liked their little church. Another couple. They made it almost all the time, but they also opened up the scriptures during the week. Their faith really was in something intense and powerful to them. Two couples, did you know they were great friends for decades? Great friends. And then the coronavirus and all its restrictions came in. And they talked, the two couples as normal, talked about all the things in the world and the coronavirus and stuff. And the one couple talked about the hope that they had in Christ. The hope they had in Christ, oh, just like 1 Peter 3. Ah, get ready to tell people about the hope you have in Christ. Get ready. Well, they just let it flow naturally. They weren't condemning anybody. They just shared what they believed and how there was hope, even with all this virus going around, that, ooh, in Christ, if they got the worst, died, where were they going to wake up? With their Lord Jesus Christ. Ah! Well, they shared it from a positive perspective. But they felt like, this other couple felt like, oh no, God's invading our lives. I don't like it. And they started distancing, not social distancing, just staying away more and more. So this couple that was in church and valued the hope, the certain hope that Jesus gives, they lost a friendship with that other couple. Ouch. Is there persecution because of righteousness? It's happening even right now in this world where there's coronavirus, because Christians do have a hope that will not disappoint us in Jesus. Jesus suffered too. We suffer sometimes for just being in this fallen world, sometimes for doing good, sometimes for doing bad. No, not you, not any of you. But I have something. Can I impose on you and ask you to pass this out? Thank you. I have something that's got bad news on. And I just saw that not all of them got printed right. Uh-oh. Well, if you've got some little numbers on the back, Well, I'm going to have to tell you about this. Whoever's got the bad numbers on the back has something extra special. The bad numbers on the back are for AD, that is year of our Lord Jesus Christ, Anno Domini, there have been something like 400 million people that have died because of plagues and viruses and everything else. And I don't even know what the worldwide death count is right now, but it's higher than normal flus. But it's not high. We had 200 million die at the Black Death, the bubonic plague, smallpox, 56 million, Spanish flu, 50 million, and then there were additional plagues, and with Martin Luther, there was a plague, and it hit Wittenberg. And do you know what song he wrote during the plague? Have you heard that little tidbit? A Mighty Fortress. Yeah. Thanks be to God. Hope even in the midst of all that. And now we've got thousands that have died because of the coronavirus. Do you know, over the years, there's lots of things that take life. How about 400 million have died because of illnesses that we know of, and about 500 million have died because of wars that we have listed. Oh, Well, people are dying all over the place. Should we have something that gives us a hope beyond death? I wonder what we can do. Let's see. The last verse of our first lesson from Acts 17 talks about that there's going to be a judge who's going to judge the world in righteousness. And he has been appointed by God. And to give the assurance that we know who that is, the Father raised him from the dead. Last verse of Acts 17. Well, the second from the last verse of 1 Peter 3, that we have the gift of God, that he is working through the waters of baptism and cleansing us and giving us the gift of a good conscience. And what do we have it in? Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Ooh, again we've got hope because of him. And right in the middle of our gospel lesson, Jesus says, because I live. Anybody able to finish that? Because I live, you will live also. What a wonderful statement from our God. He took care of the suffering, the death, the resurrection. And because he lives now, we have forgiveness of sins, the power of death defeated, and we have resurrection. I understand that some of the old philosophers, and you caught that Paul was talking with some of them in Athens, that some of those philosophers were pretty good at looking in the past history and then extrapolating and trying to look into the future. And they gained wisdom for the present and shared that wisdom with non-believers, like they were non-believers. But what do we have in our God? What do you have in your past? The cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. God acted for us, keeping us in mind when he went there. How do I know that? Where were your sins paid for? Right on the cross. Jesus knew what he was doing. That's in our past. He acted on our behalf. And if we've got a God that's already done that and a whole bunch of other things in our past, and what's our future? Anybody got a certain future? Ultimate future? Where are you going to wake up after you die? Wow! Oh! Yay! Thanks be to God! Oh! We've got heaven with our God. And the glories of the fullness of life. So if God's taken care of the past and the future, is he going to ignore us in the present? We're just not going to get through this coronavirus stuff. It's the end. No. We got a God with us, and we're going to get through. And so we've got a hope that will not disappoint us in Jesus Christ. Therefore, that handout that you do have the size, you're supposed to have another something on the back that didn't print, but this side. Oh. Did you know our world needs us? The children of God who trust in Jesus Christ, and they need the same hope that we have. How about you jot something down? Or if you're like my wife, she can't get something like this without coloring it. So she has to go and color it. But she can still fill out the bottom and pray for somebody and ask God to bless that person that needs the kingdom of God. Well, I encourage you, whether you color or not, think of somebody and pray for them. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the resurrection from the dead and therefore guarantees our resurrection in him. Amen. to your people.